Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about heaven. I think it's a wonderful topic that we can, at the beginning of the week, to carry us through the week, think about this wonderful place that God has promised us, heaven. Bear with me, I'm going to read a song lyric. And I've done some research on this song lyric. I don't know who wrote it, but I know a lot of people have sang it. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Once upon a time, there lived a man. His name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both day and night, but he didn't want to die. He cried, "Oh Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know." God smiled down at Hezekiah and gave him 15 more years to go. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. So I long for the day when I have a new birth. Still, I love living here on earth. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. When Jesus lived here on this earth, he knew his Father's plan. He knew that he must give his life to save the soul of man. When Judas had betrayed him, his Father heard his cry. He was brave until his death, but he didn't want to die. Everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. So I long for the day when I have a new birth. Still, I'm living here on earth. Everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. So I long for the day when I have the new birth. Still, I love living here on earth. Everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. And Loretta Lynn sang that song with a host of other individuals through the years. So let's talk about heaven. Nipsey Russell, I'm going to quote him, "Everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die." And that seems like the theme in the world today. When we talk about heaven, you ask anybody, you can go out here, the streets of Maryville, downtown Maryville, Knoxville, wherever, and you ask anybody, "Are you going to go to heaven?" Most people will say, "Yeah, I'm going to go to heaven." And even in the church, people say, "Yeah, I'm going to go to heaven." But the reality of death, for whatever reason, scares us. Do we have full trust in the Lord? I think we do. Lori and I were talking today. I think it's the uncertainty of what it's going to be like when we depart this body. We have promises from God. We're going to read here in a little bit in the lesson that should give us hope and comfort. The word heaven is found 501 times, 237 in the New Testament. The Hebrew and Greek words are translated heaven have very similar meanings. In the Greek, the word comes from the root meaning to rise. Lofty and elevated words associated with heaven from the Greek in Hebrew text. The abode of God, the seat of order of things, eternal and completely perfect. That's how heaven is described. And don't we all want to go? That song, everyone wants to go to heaven, but no one wants to die. There are numerous interesting verses about heaven in the Bible. God, through his prophets, said, "Heaven is my throne." Acts chapter 7. Verse 49, Jesus is in heaven. We know he's seated at the right hand of the Father. Let's talk about heaven and the Christian. God only promises heaven to his own. Our conversation or our citizenship is where? It's in heaven. Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. "For our citizenship is in heaven, which we eagerly wait for the Savior." That's a beautiful picture. Heaven is where we belong if we are Christians. We are associated with heaven. God's promises are there. We have rights to heaven through the new birth. We have privileges, and we also, in light of the promise of heaven, if we are a Christian, we have responsibility to teach others. Our hope is laid up in heaven, Colossians 1:5. In heaven, we have a better and enduring substance. We see this in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34. Paul said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1. Heaven is our inheritance. It is perfect, and we have a reservation therein. Never fading and undefiled. We see that in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. So I want to give you 5 points of interest. Heaven is a place. Heaven is a kingdom. Heaven is a city. In heaven, there are mansions. In heaven is a home. We are citizens of heaven, the territory subject to the rule of the Almighty God. This is simply amazing to me, where God resides. We know God is everywhere, but God the Father is said to sit on His throne with His Son at His right hand, ruling over His kingdom, the church. We sing the song, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through." We sing other songs, "I can't feel at home in this world anymore." So knowing when Peter talks about we are sojourners in a land that is, this is not our home, we're just passing through this life, our hope is in heaven. Heaven is a city. Heaven is real. Heaven is a kingdom. And heaven is a mansion. Number one, heaven is a real place. When the Bible speaks of heaven, it is not some fabricated, mystical land. I can't fully comprehend, but I simply trust God. Heaven is going to be far more grand than even John wrote about. He wrote in an earthly tone how man could understand and relate to the promises God has given. But it has not entered into the mind what God has in store for those who love Him. Psalm 11, chapter 4, the Lord's throne is in heaven. Number two, heaven is a kingdom of rule. Verses which speak of heaven as a kingdom, 2 Timothy 4:18. The Lord will preserve me in His heavenly kingdom. As Christians, we are residents, that is, citizens of the heavenly kingdom. One day God will receive His church as Christ delivers it back to Him. In this world, we are sojourners or travelers. This globe, however, is not our permanent residence. Number three, heaven is a city. Four times in the book of Hebrews, our hope of eternal life is mentioned as a city is mentioned with it. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 10, 11, 16, 12, 22, 13, 14. I'm not throwing out a lot of scripture, but my point is that the book of Hebrews pictures this eternal city. Most individuals have a deep regard for their own city. I have a deep regard for Maryville. I remember when it was just a few red lights And Sky City is where the library is now. As teenagers, we used to run the roads in Midland from Burger King to McDonald's, visit the Great Smoky Mountains, visit the area lakes, fish, hunt. I am ingrained into this town. I know every little corner of Maryville. So it means a lot to me. The city where one resides, most of their life, we are rooted in that. We have developed many precious memories with our families, our friends, our loved ones. In small towns, individuals take a very active role. We see that. Individuals who have been here in this area most of their life, they get involved in politics, they get involved in their community, they do work for their community because they love their community. How can we compare that to the church? We love our church. We love our church family. We need to be putting that same effort into rooting here at Eastside and developing and cultivating relationships toward seeing individuals be placed into the kingdom of God and ultimately heaven be their home. So heaven is our city. As Christians, we are to place high regard for that. That is the place which we should have our possessions placed, not here on earth, but our treasures, our possessions, the things that we need to be doing in a spiritual manner, we know we'll be in heaven because that's our promise. Our hope is in Christ, and our confidence and our assurance, just like this morning when we talked, God keeps his promises. So he went to prepare and is going to prepare a place for us. And if he goes and does that, what's he going to do? He's going to come again. And he's going to take us there to that heavenly home. Heaven is a mansion. It's a refuge or residence. As Jesus described, John 14:1-3, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. We have hymns that mention and remind us of, I've got a mansion just over the hilltop. We sing that song. It's true. It focuses and refocuses our mind on that promise that God has given us through his holy word. Most individuals have a house, regardless of how big or how small. Your house is your castle. Your house is your refuge. It can be a man cave, a she shed, etc. But you have a place where you can go when the world comes crashing down, the world comes crashing in. Your house is your safe haven. This is your safe haven, the Lord's church. There can be a war outside your home, your personal home, figuratively speaking. But your house should be a place of peace. We have a mansion. It is a safe harbor and a place of ultimate peace and tranquility. Revelation 21:4, God will wipe away every tear from our eyes. Finally, heaven is a home. It is a place of relationship. The relationship that we have with our Lord when we put him on in baptism. Not one time in the Bible is heaven mentioned as being our home. So why do we sing songs of heaven in our home? Being our home. Could it be that the relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father and the promise that he has given us, that we know he is in heaven and he's promised to take us there, so that will be called our home. Our Father resides in heaven. It is his home. It will be our home someday if we are faithful. When we go to be with our Father, we will finally be home in that heavenly place. Is it absolutely impossible to accurately? It is absolutely impossible to describe what heaven's going to be like outside the pages of the Bible. We only have the Bible. We can't go beyond that. I will never be able to describe it, but I trust God will take care of us and follow through with His promises. So, heaven is a beautiful place, and it's reserved for those who love God. It's reserved for those who obey the gospel. The question is, where will you spend your eternity? Are you making plans to be in that place of rest where there will be no tears, no sadness, no crime? You can go down the list of negativity. It won't be there. God promises that it will be a place of security, safety, righteousness, and love. You know, Paul said that love never fails. That's the only thing that's going to be carried over into that heavenly realm is the love of God. Hope will become reality when we get there. Our hope is in that eternal home, but it will be reality someday. The Lord says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21, that those who will go to heaven are those who do the will of the Father who is in heaven. To paraphrase Nipsey Russell, again, everyone wants to go to heaven, but few are willing to do what it takes to get there. Do we have the wherewithal to continue to the end? Because that promise is made, and it's contingent upon our faithfulness to death. We can do it as a congregation, as God's family, as the Lord's people. We can do it together. We are placed in the body of Christ because it takes everyone working together to get there. This world is rough. I don't know any other way to describe it. Dragging ourselves here sometimes is difficult. I understand that. We are human. We're tired. We work. But remember Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. That should be our goal. Now, when Nipsey Russell said everyone wants to go to heaven, but few are willing to do what it takes to get there, I think maybe he was contemplating what the Lord had said. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many go in thereby. That's a sobering statement. Our Lord made that statement. So when you talk to anyone about heaven, and their response is, oh yeah, I'm going to heaven, we need to remind ourselves and we need to remind them that the Lord, who is the author of eternal salvation, said few are going to find it. The question is, are you going to be in that number? I want to be in that number. I want to go to heaven, to that place where God has promised that He will wipe away every tear. I hope this encourages us moving forward this week to think about heaven as our home, as God has promised to those who are faithful to Him. And as always, we stand here ready to assist you in any way. If you need the prayers of the church, if you need to put on the Lord in baptism, or you need to study further, I love Bible studies. And I will say this, I'll go as far to say this, if you have anyone who might want to study, let us know. We want to study with as many people as we possibly can, because we've got something great and wonderful. We need to be sharing it. We need to be sharing it with those who are around us. So if anyone has a need tonight, come forward as we stand and sing.